Jerry Bader Show 1024. Much is being made about Bob Dylan appearing in a two-minute ad for Chrysler in the Super Bowl. Basically, there are two things going on. One is his fans who believe that selling cars is just everything that Bob Dylan stood against when he was one of the most popular musicians in the world is selling out. He has been accused of selling out before, allowing his music to be used for commercial purposes. When asked, well, what do you think about the allegations that you're selling out? Do you know what his answer was? Was I not supposed to do that? Which tells you how clueless Bob Dylan fans are. By the way, big Bob Dylan fan. I had an older brother that introduced me to Dylan, and I just thought he was amazing. When I found out The Times They Are A-Changin' was written in 1962, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was written in like 67. In 62, he predicted the tumult of the 60s. Some would argue he helped foment it. Bob Dylan's career was built about what's wrong with America. That two-minute spot is about what's right with America. That's what makes it fraudulent, and that's what has his fans saying he sold out. Bob Dylan wrote about Masters of War, the military-industrial complex, about a wrongful conviction in Hurricane. Tangled Up in Blue is just one big manic depression. But all of them are powerful songs. Here's what Dylan's liberal fans never came to understand, but I did. Here's what the Beatles fans never came to understand, but I did. They made music to make money. Jason's like, no, say it isn't so. Bob Dylan did what he did to be successful. I'm not saying. Oh, there's another one that's controversial. I did not see that. Not why I didn't see the controversy. Social media controversy. We'll get to that one too. I'm not saying that Bob Dylan didn't get creative satisfaction out of writing those songs and that he didn't have a passion for the music. But ultimately, you don't perform music if you don't think you're going to make a living on it. You don't write music if you don't think you're going to make a living on it. As he got older, it became more and more about the money for Bob Dylan. The other thing that's raising a lot of eyebrows is that bit at the end where he, you know, where the copy says, buy your beer from Germany. I think that's an insult to the craft brew industry in America. Buy your watches from Switzerland. Well, it's hard to say that America can still match the Swiss watch. And buy your cell phone from Asia. You know what, that last, here's what's interesting about that. So he's saying the importance of buying American is ultimately the theme, right? And that America still makes great cars, right? Can you even buy a phone made in America? How many are actually manufactured in America? I don't know. I actually don't know the answer to that. Bob Dylan sold out years ago. What's interesting is, at his age, that he did a Super Bowl ad now shows it's all about the money for Bob Dylan. Yeah, we're gonna play the Coke one and get comments right after the news. Okay. I actually had missed that one. We're gonna play the Coke ad with America the Beautiful, and the firestorm it's called. We'll do that one right after the news. Okay. But I want to finish up on the Bob Dylan one. It's become clear that as he gets older, it is all about the money. And here's what liberals just can't accept. As those people who are in their 20s, the Beatles, Dylan, Simon and Garfunkel, the Byrds, you know, that first wave of folk rock, the Beatles don't fall into that category, but they got into the psychedelic. Once they got to be 30, screw you. Do you know what? Ultimately, you know the thing that Yoko broke up the Beatles? You know what broke up the Beatles? Even back then, for Paul McCartney, it became about the money. Apple was bleeding red ink. Apple Records. McCartney didn't want to lose his butt. They made a lot of money as the Beatles, and strangely, he wanted to keep it. This notion, the aging hippies that can't accept that they're rock heroes are just not what they thought. All right, we'll get to the Coca-Cola America the Beautiful ad. We'll play it and see what you think in 5 minutes. It's 10:30.
Jerry Bader Show.